Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIU Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today, we're going to do something a bit different. We've done this on a couple of occasions in the past, and it's something I'm hoping to do a bit more often going forward. Rather than focusing on a large selection of soundtracks, this week we're going to narrow our focus to a single soundtrack and take a look at its many diverse ideas. The soundtrack we're highlighting today is James and the Giant Peach, featuring a score and original songs written by Randy Newman. The 1996 film is one of the more unique and overlooked animated efforts of recent years. Directed by Henry Selick and produced by Tim Burton, it was the duo's follow-up to the celebrated A Nightmare Before Christmas. Traditional animation was beginning its slow decline, computer-generated animation was continuing its rapid rise, but Selick's distinctive fusion of live-action material and stop-motion animation was in a category of its own. The film flopped at the box office, but it remains a charming movie with a distinctive personality, and the music is most assuredly a pleasure. We're going to begin with Randy Newman's main title. Now, Newman has a lot of ideas in this score, and this is one of his simplest and most effective. It's a very quiet, very brief piece, which plays over the opening credits. Let's take a listen. That's it. It's a beautifully simple little piece, and it nicely reflects the simplicity of the movie itself. Newman also provides a song for the title character. It's sort of a long-standing tradition in many musicals and animated features, of course, for characters to simply appear and introduce themselves in songs, and that's more or less what happens here in this tune called My Name is James. Enjoy. Very nice tune from Randy Newman, My Name is James. Now, that melody that's at the core of the song is essentially going to become the main theme of the score as well. It's going to pop up quite a few times over the course of the soundtrack, and you'll hear strains of it again in this gentle little piece called Clouds. Our next piece will also feature a few snippets of that My Name is James theme, but for the most part it's a more foreboding piece, one which offers a low, rumbling theme for James' wicked aunts, Spiker and Sponge. This piece, aptly enough, is called Spiker, Sponge, and a Rhino. Take a listen.
Thank you.
In our next piece, we'll hear a bit of the James theme, we'll hear a bit of the Spiker and Sponge theme, and we'll hear some new material for a magic man played by Pete Postlethwaite. It's a piece which is constantly shifting moods, yet which always maintains a sense of playfulness and lightness. And it's called Magic Man. Enjoy. Let's take a listen to another one of the songs on the James the Giant Peach soundtrack. This is another song with a melody that's going to reappear a number of times throughout the score. It features most of the central characters that James meets, a variety of talking insects, and it's called That's the Life.
Bright lights, big city, that's where we gotta go. Where the food is great and the bugs are so pretty. I like to get my arms around rocks home. I'd hug them, squeeze them, hold them tight. Sleep all day, dance all night. I want the bright lights and the big city. That's the life for me, yeah. That's the life for me.
You little maggot, have you never seen the moon gliding across the western sky? A dead oak tree by the waterside. Putrid vapors rising.
That sounds lovely, dear. I'm sure we all agree. But I prefer the sunshine. A little park right in the center of the town. Flowers everywhere, children all around me. I'd love it, landing on a baby's cheek so warm. It's wonderful, wonderful. That's the life for me. That's the life for me. That's the life for me.
Elegant conversation.
Bright lights, big city.
An elevated point of view.
That's where I go.
Intellectual stimulation.
Yeah, maybe for you.
And someone you love to share it with you.
It would be wonderful, wonderful. That's the life for me.
Cool, what a life.
That's the life for me.
There's no pile of dirt.
That's the Life for Me, written by Randy Newman and performed by the cast of James and the Giant Peach. And as I mentioned, that's a theme which is going to appear on a number of occasions. You can hear just some very faint traces of it at times in this piece, which is entitled Giant Peach. To this point, the music in James and the Giant Peach has been, for the most part, pretty plaintive and low-key. Now, as the film starts to pick up steam, and as it begins to make that shift from live-action to stop-motion animation, it becomes a bit more tension-filled, a bit more urgent, and a bit more exciting. And we're going to take a listen to a couple of pieces which start to capture that shifting mood. The first of them is called James Makes Some Friends, and the second, The Peach Rolls. Enjoy. Now the adventure is really underway, and there will be more moments of action ahead in the score. But for now, it's time for another quieter piece, one which takes time to reflect on the beginning of a new adventure, and which adds a brief reprise of the That's the Life song we heard earlier. Take a listen. My Name is James theme has popped up quite a few times over the course of this score, and is fairly gentle in all of its incarnations, but never more so than in this piece, which is appropriately named Lullaby. The melodies featured in My Name is James and That's the Life are incorporated on a number of occasions throughout the score, but the melody used in this next song doesn't really tend to reappear very often, perhaps because the song is a little more scattered and frantic than the others. It's a fun number, though. It's called Eating the Peach. Let's take a listen.
I've eaten many strange and scrumptious dishes in my time, like jellied bugs and curried slugs and earwigs cooked in slime. And mice with rice is very nice when they're roasted in their prime. But don't forget to sprinkle them with just a pinch of grime. I'm crazy about mosquitoes on a piece of buttered toast, and pickled spines of porcupines, and then a great big roast. And dragon's flesh, quite old, not fresh, it costs a bucket most.
Does it come with gravy?
It comes to you in barrels if you order it by post.
Comes to you in barrels if you order it by post.
For dinner on my birthday, shall I tell you what I chose? Hot noodles made of poodles on a slice of garden hose. And a rather smelly jelly made of armadillo's toes. The jelly is delicious, but you have to hold your nose.
I crave the tasty tentacles of octopi pate. I like hot dogs, but I love hot frogs, and surely you'll agree. A plate of soy with engine oil's a super recipe.
Recipe.
I hardly need to mention that it's practically free.
Now comes my fellow travelers, the burden of my speech.
You'll show off.
These foods are rare beyond compare, and some right out of reach.
Nice aim, Commodore.
But there's no doubt I'd go without a million plates of each.
Out of my face.
For one small mite.
One small mite.
One tiny bite.
Tiny bite of this fantastic fish. Fish, 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 fish,
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting the soundtrack for James and the Giant Peach, written by Randy Newman, on today's program. Next up, we have a brief piece entitled James' Dream. It's not a particularly happy dream, and as such, it features the theme for Spiker and Sponge and eventually segues into something even more intense. Let's take a listen. Next up, we have what might be the best song on the soundtrack. It's a really lovely little piece called Family, and it features an infectious melody which starts to play an increasingly key role in the later portions of the underscore. Enjoy.
Take a little time, just look at where we are. We've come very, very far together. And if I might say so,
and if I might say so too,
we wouldn't have got anywhere
if it weren't for you, boy.
Love is the sweetest thing.
Love never comes just when you think it will.
Love is the way we feel for you.
We're family.
All of us.
And you.
Think of where we'd be if we were on our own.
We'd be dead.
We are what holds us all together.
Oh, yeah?
And if I might say so.
And if we might say so too.
We never could love anyone as much as
we love you.
Love
is the strangest thing.
Love
knows exactly what it wants to do.
Love.
Boy, you know it's true.
We're family. Me and you.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Without you there'd be no us. Love is the sweetest thing. Love does exactly what it wants to do. Love is the way we feel for you.
Piece called Family from James and the Giant Peach. Now, James and his friends are ultimately hoping to make it to New York City in their giant flying peach, and the city itself is represented by some big band jazz, and as they get closer and closer, you hear more and more traces of that throughout the score. You can hear just kind of faint hints of it throughout this piece, which is entitled Way Off Course. Take a listen. Vaguely jazzy shuffle there, but it never really comes into bloom. You also hear some more very, very mild traces of jazz in the early pieces of this selection, which is called The Rhino Attacks. But eventually, as the title implies, it builds into something pretty ferocious, probably the most instrumentally intense piece in the score. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
The Rhino Attacks from James and the Giant Peach. The light jazzy elements which you've heard throughout the score come into full swing once they arrive in New York City. In this piece in particular, it's called Empire State Building. Take a listen. The next piece picks up essentially where that one left off, beginning with jazzy music and very upbeat, very joyful, and continues that way for, a couple of minutes. Then Spiker and Sponge reappear for one last villainous attempt to recapture James, and their theme comes right along with them. Take a listen. Thank you. Next up, we have a piece which essentially serves as a summary of the entire score. It covers a wide spectrum of moods. It covers nearly all of the major themes which we've heard over the course of this score, from the terrifying music for the rhino, some of that you'll hear at the beginning, to the big waltz theme heard for the peach earlier on, to the James theme, to the That's the Life theme, the spiker and sponge material. All of it can be found whirling around in this denouement of a piece. So let's take a listen to it. Enjoy. A fine finish to a fine score from composer Randy Newman. That nearly wraps things up for us on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week when we'll return to our usual format. For now, we'll conclude the same way James and the Giant Peach does with an upbeat end credits piece called Good News, featuring Mr. Newman himself. It's a really delightful gospel-tinged piece and always a lot of fun to listen to. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
house up on a hill. Had this little boy who lived with them, and they worked him like a dog. With any luck, they'd have him up there still. Long came a magic man with a magic bag full of nasty little green things in a funky old rag. He said, boy, you may not know it, this here's salvation, you see. Son, you're going down in history. Good news blown in your window. Good news is knocking on your door. Get out of there, and they didn't know what to do. Their little brains was working overtime. That all changed one sunny day. That little boy dropped by to say, all work together, we make out okay. Well, good news, good news. So they rolled down the mountain, flew over the sea, facing death and danger on their way. Good news, sweet.